إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما وبعد Islamic teachings about Jesus alayhi salam. That's the topic today, dear brothers. Bit of introduction first. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses a specific term when referring to Jews and Christians in the Quran. As we know, he refers to them by Ahlul Kitab, which means people of the book or people of scriptures. And as we know, the original text of the Quran is in Arabic. What I will be using in many places in my khutbah is only the English translation of the ayat from the Quran, due to obvious reasons, time constraints. Now, first few quotations from the Quran to highlight the seriousness of this subject. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ تَعَالَوْا إِلَىٰ كَلِمَةٍ سَوَاءٍ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكُمْ أَلَّا نَعْبُدَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ وَلَا نُشْرِكَ بِهِ شَيْئًا وَلَا يَتَّخِذَ بَعْضُنَا بَعْضًا أَرْبَابًا مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ وَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْا فَقُولُوا اشْهَدُوا بِأَنَّا مُسْلِمُونَ Say, O people of the scripture, come to a word that is just between us and you, that we worship none but Allah, and that we associate no partners with Him, and that none of us shall take others as lords besides Allah. Then if they turn away, say, bear witness, we are Muslims. Surah Al-Imran, Ayah 64. Allah says, قَالُوا اتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ وَلَدًا سُبْحَانَهُ هُوَ الْغَنِيُّ لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ إِنْ عِندَكُم مِّن سُلْطَانٍ بِهَذَا أَتَقُولُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ They say, Allah has begotten a son. Glory be to Him. He is rich, free of all wants. His is all that is in the heavens and all that is in the earth. No warrant you have for this. Do you say against Allah what you know not? Surah Yunus, Ayah 68. Ya ahlal kitabi lima takfuruna bi ayati Allahi wa antum tashhadun. O people of the scripture, why do you disbelieve in the ayat of Allah while you yourselves bear witness to their truth? Surah 3, Ayah 17. Ya ahlal kitabi lima talbisuna al-haqqa bil-batili wa taktumuna al-haqqa wa antum ta'lamun. O people of the scripture, why do you mix truth with falsehood and conceal the truth while you know? Same Surah 3, next Ayah 71. Coming to next point, major difference between Islam and Christianity. The controversy about the personality of Jesus Christ is the major difference between Islam and Christianity. This difference keeps the followers of the two religions apart. Muslims look at Jesus Christ as a great prophet of God and love and respect him as much as we love and respect Abraham, Moses, and Muhammad. Peace be upon them all. Christians, on the other hand, consider Jesus as God or Son of God, a concept that Muslims cannot accept. Islam teaches that Jesus never made such a claim for himself. As a matter of fact, all the cardinal doctrines of Christianity that are rejected by Islam center around the personality of Jesus. Specifically, these are the Trinity, the divinity of Jesus, the divine sonship of Christ, original sin, and the atonement. It is clear that all of these dogmas are the result of over-exalting Jesus Christ above what Allah wants him to be. So no wonder why Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam stopped us from over-exalting him. Anyway, these differences focusing on the personality of Jesus have overshadowed the many similarities between Christianity and Islam. Some examples are the moral system and the emphasis on human principles. They have even overshadowed the belief that Muslims associate with Jesus Christ, such as the virgin birth of Jesus, being able to speak in the cradle, performing miracles, and the second coming of Jesus Christ. The Islamic view of Jesus lies between two extremes. The Jews, who rejected Jesus as a prophet of God, called him an impostor. The Christians, on the other hand, consider him to be son of God and worship him as such. Islam considers Jesus as one of the great prophets of God and respects him as much as Abraham, Moses, and Muhammad, peace be upon them all. This is in conformity with the Islamic point of view of oneness of God, the oneness of divine guidance, and the complementary role of the subsequent messages of Allah's messengers. Although the Quran does not present a detailed life account of Jesus, it highlights the important aspects of his birth, his mission, his ascension to heaven, and passes judgments on the Christian beliefs concerning him. Next point, glad tidings about Jesus' birth. When Mary alayhi salam became a woman, the Holy Spirit, Ruh al-Qudus, the Archangel Gabriel, appeared to her as a man, bringing her the news of a son. This dialogue is recorded in the Quran as follows, translated as: Remember when the angels said, O Maryam, verily Allah gives you the glad tidings of a word from him. His name will be the Messiah, Isa, the son of Maryam, held in honor in this world and in the hereafter, and will be one of those who are near to Allah. He will speak to the people in the cradle and in manhood, and he will be one of the righteous. She said, O my Lord, how shall I have a son when no man has touched me? He said, So it will be, for Allah creates what he wills. When he has decreed something, he says to it only, Be, and it is. Surah Ali Imran, ayat 45 to 47. So dear Muslims, how does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create? إِذَا قَضَى أَمْرًا فَإِنَّمَا يَقُولُ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ When he has decreed something, he says to it only, Be, and it is. Thus Mary conceived the child miraculously and retired to a distant place where she awaited her delivery. The Quran, in a chapter entitled Mary, tells us how Mary felt and what some Jews at the time told her when she brought the child back home. So when she comes back home with the child, they accuse her of being unchaste. So some Jews at the time are accusing her of being unchaste. I don't like that fan towards me, brother. So they accuse her of being unchaste, regarding whom Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that she will be the chief or leader of all women in paradise. The Christian world needs to know this. So what does she do? The Quran says, then she pointed to him. They said, how can we talk to the one who is a child in the cradle? He, Isa alayhi salam, said, verily I am a slave of Allah. He has given me the scripture and made me a prophet. And he has made me blessed wheresoever I be, and has enjoined on me salat and zakat as long as I live, and made me dutiful to my mother, and made me not arrogant, unblessed. Next ayah. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيَّ يَوْمَ وُلِدْتُ وَيَوْمَ عَمُوتُ وَيَوْمَ أُبْعَثُ حَيَّا And salam, peace be upon me, the day I was born, the day I die, the day I die, D-I-E, not died, not D-I-E-D. But the day he will die in future, after he returns back, and the day I shall be raised alive, yani on the day of resurrection. So those are Surah Maryam, ayah 29 to 33. And the reason I emphasize on the last ayah is because if we are not alert, some Christian missionaries will try and trip us by saying that, by misquoting that, saying that, oh, see, the Quran says, peace be on me, the day I was born and the day I died and the day I shall be raised alive. So they will say, like, so the Quran is clearly saying that the day he died, he died. So why do you say he did not die, he was not killed on the crucifixion? See, so we have to be alert and careful. Because for them, Jesus dying on the cross is a huge thing. Not the Son of God. That's the next point. In the same chapter, in Surah Maryam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assured Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the whole world that what was mentioned earlier is the truth about Jesus, although the Christians might not believe it. Jesus is not the Son of God. He was obviously enough the Son of Mary. So the ayat continue. ذَلِكَ إِسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمْ خَوْلَ الْحَقِّ الَّذِي فِيهِ يَمْتَرُونَ. That is Jesus, the Son of Mary, the word of truth about which they are in dispute. مَا كَانَ لِلَّهِ أَن يَتَّخِذَ مِنْ وَلَدْ سُبْحَانَهُ إِذَا خَدَى أَمْرًا فَإِنَّمَا يَقُولُ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. It is not befitting for Allah to take a son. Exalted is he. When he decrees an affair, he only says to it, be, and it is. And dear Muslims, after this strong statement about the nature of Jesus, Allah directed Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to call the Christians to a fair deal. That is to worship the one God using the words Jesus used to speak. So the Quran is quoting Isa alaihi salam. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ رَبِّي وَرَبُّكُمْ فَاعْبُدُوهُ هَذَا صِرَاطٌ مُسْتَقِيمٌ. Jesus said, and indeed Allah is my Lord and your Lord, so worship Him. That is a straight path. Surah Maryam, ayah 36. The rejection of the idea of Almighty God having a son is reported later in the same chapter, in Surah Maryam, with even stronger words. Allah says, وَخَالُوا اتَّخَذَ الرَّحْمَانُ وَلَدًا لَخَدْ جِتُمْ شَيْئًا إِدَّا تَكَادُ السَّمَاوَاتُ يَتَفَتَّرْنَ مِنْهُ وَتَنْشَقُّ الْأَرْضُ وَتَقِرُّ الْجِبَالُ حَدًّا أَنْ دَعَوُ لِلرَّحْمَانِ وَلَدًا وَمَا يَنْبَغِي لِلرَّحْمَانِ أَنْ يَتَّخِذَ وَلَدًا إِنْ كُلُّ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِلَّا آتِ الرَّحْمَانِ عَبْدًا. And they say, the most beneficent has taken for himself a son. Indeed, you have brought forth a terrible evil thing, whereby the heavens are almost torn, and the earth is split asunder, and the mountains fall in ruins, that they ascribe a son to the most beneficent. But it is not suitable for the majesty of the most beneficent that he should beget a son. There is none in the heavens and the earth, but comes unto the most beneficent as a slave. Dear Muslims, look how strong the words are. And if the seriousness of the subject still does not hit us, it will be a sad situation. Instead, this ayat should encourage and motivate us to clarify these matters to our Christian relatives, friends, neighbors, classmates, uni mates, workmates, etc. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Alhamdulillahi wa salatu ala rasulullahi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Islamic teachings about Jesus. As we know, dear Muslims, Australia is predominantly a Christian country, which means incorrect beliefs and practices in relation to Jesus, peace be upon him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must have placed us here for some reason. So should we first prepare and then address the issues and clarify the matters to our Christian neighbors, classmates, workmates, and to whoever we can to the best of our ability. We also have to ask ourselves the question, if we do not do this job, who else will? And if you learn this subject and share with some Christians, and if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides one of them to Islam through your efforts, could that be your ticket to Jannah? Most certainly it can, inshallah. So continuing along, dear brothers, the Quran recognizes the fact that Jesus had no human father, but this does not make him the son of God or God himself, because if that was the criteria, Adam would have been more entitled to be the son of God because he had neither father nor mother. So the Quran draws attention to the miraculous creation of both in the following ayah. Inna masala Isa indallahi kamasali Adam khalaqahu min turabin thumma qala lahu kun fayakun. Verily the likeness of Isa before Allah is the likeness of Adam. He created him from dust, then he said to him, be, and he was. Surah Ali Imran, ayah 59. Next point, Trinity. The Quran rejects the concept of the Trinity as strongly as it rejects the sonship of Jesus. This is because Almighty God is one. This is the essence of all monotheistic revelations. Three, by reason and by simple arithmetic, are not one. Therefore, the Quran addresses the Christians in the following ayat, in the chapter entitled Women, translated as, O people of the scripture, do not exceed the limits in your religion, nor say of Allah nothing but the truth. The Messiah, Jesus, son of Mary, was no more than a messenger of Allah, and his word be, and he was, which he bestowed on Mary, and a spirit, ruh, created by him. So believe in Allah and his messengers. Say not three, say not Trinity. Cease, desist, it is better for you. For Allah is the only one God. Glory be to him. Far exalted is he above having a son. To him belongs all that is in the heavens and all that is in the earth. And Allah is all sufficient as a disposer of affairs. Next ayah. The Messiah will never be proud to reject to be a slave to Allah, nor the angels who are near to Allah. And whosoever rejects his worship and is proud, then he will gather them all together unto himself. That is Surah Nisa 171 and 172. The denial of Jesus' divinity, and for that matter, divinity of Mary, alayhi salam, is presented in the Quran as a topic of dialogue on the day of judgment between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Isa. All the messengers and the nations will be gathered in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he will ask the messengers how they were received by the people and what they said to them. Among those who are going to be questioned is Jesus. So translation goes, and remember when Allah will say on the day of resurrection, O Jesus, son of Mary, did you say unto men, worship me and my mother as two gods besides Allah? He will say, glory be to you. It was not for me to say what I had no right to say. Had I said such a thing, you would surely have known it. You know what is in my inner self, though I do not know what is in yours. Truly you, only you are the all-knower of all that is hidden and unseen. Never did I say to them anything except what you commanded me to say. Worship Allah, my Lord and your Lord. And I was a witness over them while I dwelt amongst them. But when you took me up, you are the watcher over them. And you are a witness to all things. If you punish them, they are your slaves. And if you forgive them, verily you, only you are the Almighty, the All-Wise. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reply and say, this is a day on which the truthful will benefit from their truth. Theirs are gardens under which rivers flow. They shall abide therein forever. Allah is pleased with them and they with him. That is the great success. Surah Al-Maidah 116 to 119. Coming to Jesus' mission. If the Quran denies the Trinity and Sonship of Jesus, then what was the real mission of Jesus according to the Quran? Jesus was a link in a long chain of prophets and messengers sent by Allah to various societies and nations whenever they needed guidance or deviated from the teachings of Almighty God. Jesus was specially prepared by Allah to be sent to the Jews who had deviated from the teachings of Moses and other messengers. The Quran tells us about the mission of Jesus in Surah Ali Imran, Surah number 3, 45 to 51. In another verse of the Quran, Surah As-Saff, Surah 61, Ayah 6, Jesus confirmed the validity of the Torah which was revealed to Moses, and he also brought the glad tidings of the coming of a final messenger, yani Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after him. The messenger of whom Jesus gave glad tidings is referred to in both the Old and New Testaments of the Bible. The Old Testament contains several prophecies that apply only to Prophet Muhammad. The most popular amongst them is found in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 18, verses 18 and 19. All you have to remember is D18:18. Also, a careful study of the New Testament shows that this same prophet is referred to by Jesus in book of John, chapter 14, or verse 16. John 14:16. Coming to Jesus alayhi salam being raised to heaven. Allah says, وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ. And they, the disbelievers, plotted, and Allah planned too, and Allah is best of planners. Surah 3, Ayah 54. According to the Quran, Jesus was not crucified. It was the plan of the enemies of Jesus to put him to death on the cross. But Allah saved him and raised him up alive. Allah says, وَقَوْلِهِمْ إِنَّا خَتَلْنَا الْمَسِيحَ إِسَى بْنَ مَرْيَمَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَمَا خَتَلُهُ وَمَا سَلَبُهُ وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَ لَهُمْ وَإِنَّ الَّذِينَ اخْتَلَفُوا فِيهِ لَفِي شَكٍ مِّنْهِ مَا لَهُمْ بِهِ مِنْ عِلْمٍ مَا لَهُمْ بِهِ مِنْ عِلْمٍ إِلَّا اتِّبَاعَ الظَّنِّ وَمَا خَتَلُهُ يَقِينًا. And for their saying, indeed, we have killed the Messiah, Jesus, the son of Mary, the messenger of Allah, and they did not kill him, nor did they crucify him. But another was made to resemble him to them. And indeed, those who differ over it are in doubt about it. They have no knowledge of it except the following of assumptions, and they did not kill him for certain. Next ayah. بَرْ رَفَعَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَزِيزًا حَكِيمًا. Rather, Allah raised him to himself, and ever is Allah exalted in might and wise. Surah Nisa 157 and 158. In conclusion, dear Muslims, Islam considers Jesus as one of the great prophets of Allah. His mission was to preach the oneness of God and to lead children of Israel to his Lord. He never claimed to be other than a servant and a messenger of Almighty God. The Quranic account of his life and mission is supported by overwhelming evidence. But what will the people out there believe in if they are not aware of all these evidences found in the Quran? This once again puts the responsibility on our shoulders, your shoulders and my shoulders. Therefore, we should try and make efforts to the best of our ability to first prepare and then convey these teachings to them. Oh Allah, please give us the ability to do so. Ameen. That's where I will end, dear brothers. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر من نصر دينك ودين محمد واجعلنا منهم وهزم من هزم دينك ودين محمد ولا تجعلنا منهم اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه اللهم أرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه اللهم ثبتنا على الدين الإسلام اللهم نور قلوبنا بنور الإيمان اللهم اغفر للأحياء والأموات من المؤمنين والمؤمنات ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر وذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون